The U.S. military is reporting success in its offensive against al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan. Latest reports say U.S. ground forces have fought their way close to entrances of the cave complex, where the fighters have dug in, apparently for a last stand. NPR's John Burnett is in the eastern Afghan town of Gardez. John, give us an update on the fighting.
What I heard this morning from an Afghan commander who has some troops in this fight is that they've made the best progress of this five-day offensive last night at 6 o'clock local time. A combination of U.S. forces and Afghan tribal militiamen, after intensive bombing over 4 days and three nights, were able to make it up and capture some of the initial caves. You've got to understand that we're talking about an area of perhaps 2 to 3 miles on top of a mountain range. There are a number of caves, and so they have begun to take control of some of the outer bunkers as the bombing has neutralized them. We also heard that the ground forces are up in the Shaikot Mountains today. It's been extremely quiet. For the first day, there have been no airplanes in the sky, no bombers, no F-16s, no spy planes, no drones, because the infantry is up there in the caves, and which makes it very quiet down here on the ground. So you really can't see anything, but we know that there's a lot of activity going on up there.
We're hearing that reinforcements are being sent in along with additional aircraft.
Well, actually, reinforcements have been sent in continually throughout this five-day operation. They'll send in fresh Afghan troops, and they'll relieve some, bring them back to the U.S. base, the Special Forces base outside of Gardez here. And so you can actually see them in these big trucks as they're driven to the front. It's probably 4 to 5 hours from here. So that's going on continually.
This rebel force seems to have been very well prepared for this battle.
It has, and this morning I got some window into that. This commander said the rebels are being commanded by a Taliban commander named Saif Rahman Mansur, who's a very capable fighter. He's an ex-Mujahideen himself. Oddly enough, many of the fighters here know him because they were all fighting on the same side against the Russians back in the 1980s. The commander I talked to said that helps to explain one reason why the resistance has been so fearsome. Another detail, a very chilling detail, as we understand that almost all of these fighters up in the hills are fighting to the death for martyrdom, and they are dressed as shaheeds, as martyrs. They have wrapped themselves in white cotton to fight to the death.
I understand, John, that you've just returned from a village near the front. Can you describe for us what you saw?
We took about an hour and a half drive out into the desert to a tiny place called Kados. It's a village of about 20 families, which is about 5 to 8 miles from the front. Again, it was remarkably quiet. The villagers themselves were very distressed. The bombing had kept them up. It was frightening their farm animals. It was terrifying their children. And they really said, you Americans are bombing our brothers up in the mountains there. There's quite a bit of sympathy for the Taliban when you get to the villages right around the front.
John, thanks very much. NPR's John Burnett is in the eastern Afghan town of Gardez.